Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the Sugya of Tzaras, the process of the purification of the Mitzayro. And the Yisod HaDvarim that we saw was and is that there has to be a sense of nullification of the ego of the Mitzayro. And therefore, we're related to Dafka, to the Kohen, as if like the Kohen is the center of attention here. But it's his avodah, it's his tafkid. And the mitzvah is sort of like an afterthought. And then Mela, when that's the yachas the mitzvah gets, so it lowers his level of gaiva, gasas ruach, what the Gemara calls, arrogance, and Mela, he gets his kapore. And this is the third shir. And now we'd like to explain Pasuk Zayin, based on the foregoing, says the Torah Kedosha, V'hiza al ha-amitaher min ha-tzara'at. Sheva pe'amim v'tiharo v'shilaches ha-tzipor ha-chaya al p'nei ha-sadeh. Right, he takes the living bird, the Eitz Erez, Shnitolas, the Ezov, he dips them and the living bird in the blood of the slaughtered bird. And then next, he together with the water, and then next, he sprinkles from this on the person becoming pure from the Tzaraat seven times, and he purifies him, and then he sends the bird away. Frek the Archaim HaKadosh, Lamali Lamasha Katuv HaMitaher Min HaTzaraat, V'Hizal HaMitaher Min HaTzaras. That's who we're talking about. Who else are we talking about? Talking about the mailman. We're talking about the cashier at the grocery store. We're talking about the Mitaram and HaTzaras. So why does it have to say mitaher min hatzoras? Just say min mitaher. V'yoter yesh lakshot. We can even ask even more than that. That maishna. How's this different from what it says in pasuk dalit? V'tziva koin v'lakach lemitaher. Shem it doesn't say mitaher min hatzoras. Here it says mitaher min hatzoras. There it doesn't say mitaher min hatzoras. So why in pasuk zayin yes, and in pasuk dalit no? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That it says Amitahel Menatzaras parallels what it says in Pasuk Gimel. The Makbil, the Mashkituv Pasuk Gimel, V'hinei Nirpa Negatzaras Min Hatzarua. The Negatzaras was healed from the Tzarua. Shekan Nitba'er Yeshna B'zeh Hityachasut Lanega V'lo Lemitzoras. It omeret, בדרך כלל, כפי שביארנו כבר, כשמדברים על רפואה, מתייחסים לאדם. So it should have said in the pasuk, והנה נרפא הצרוה. So why does it say נרפא נגע הצורס? Why does it refer to the illness being healed and not the person? And the answer is again, אנחנו רוצים להתעלם מהבן אדם, כדי להוריד את הגייבה שלו. So we don't relate to the person, in order to diminish his gaiva. So here also in Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'hiza, Shenemra ha-za'a la-nega v'lo al-mitzora. V'ne'amar b'pasuk hazeh, D'ma she'yesh v'hiza al-mitayel, Haynu min ha-tzoras, She'al zehu she'shneat yachasut shel v'hiza, V'lo al-mitayel atzmo. לכן לא שייך לומר כן כלפי מעשה הכהן, שנאמרו בפסוק ג' ובפסוק ז'. ואינו כן במה שכתוב פסוק ח', וחיבס המטהר את בגדיו, וגילח שנאמר המטהר ולא נאמר המטהר מן הצרס, כאבן דמרי על מייסה המצרה עצמה. רק דמרי על מייסה החיים בו יש התייחסות כביכול רק לנגע, ולא לאדם בעל הנגע. זאת אומרת, that in פסוק ח', Gimel, Nirpa Negatzaras, Siman HaTzurah, the focus is on the Negatzaras. And here also in Pasuk Zayin, V'hizalim mitahir min HaTzaras. So again, the focus now, the emphasis is placed on the Tzaras, not on the person, on the mitahir. Could have just said mitahir, but then we would have focused on the person. We say, no, we're focusing on the Tzaras. Ala mitahir min HaTzaras. So there's a vityachasut, there's a relationship of the vihiza, not to the mitar, but to the tzaras. And therefore we can only say this vis-a-vis the Maisa Koyen, that it says in Pasuk Gimel, and in Pasuk Zayin, right in Pasuk Gimel, we have that biyatza kona michutz namachane, v'hinei nirpa neged tzaras min hatzarua. So the focus is on the machala. Here also the focus on the machala. But we can't say that in Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches, it says, V'chibas ha-metayres begadav. The one who becomes tahor washes his clothing, purifies his clothing, shaves off all of his hair, and washes his, goes to mikvah, it's tahor, becomes pure, and then can come back into the camp. And then v'yachavalo shiva yamim, mi'chutzlalo shiva yamim. Right, in other words, he's also betachmish for 7 days. So that's referring to who? That's referring to the mitzvah of the mitzvah himself. So in Gimel and Zayin, referring to what's done to him, so we can focus on the machla, we can focus on the illness. But in Pasuk Ches, when we're talking about the Metzora himself, there we can't talk about the Machla because we're talking about the Maisa that he does himself, the Metzora does himself. Rak demayri al Maisa acherim bo, yesh makom let yachasut kebichol rak lenega. So only when talking about what other people are doing to him, we can relate to the Nega, and not to the person who has the nega. And therefore, in Pasuk Gimel, that as we explained, we have a tzura sisyachasus of Vitziva HaKohen, Shuv, Ein Tzuch Lashmin Labo Safa Shel HaMitaher Men HaNega. V'lachein lo katuv ela v'lakach l'mitaher, ורק ככה הוא דבר אל השמיני ששנת יחסות זו גם בהזעה, שלא נאמר על זה, וציווה הכהן. So, in Pasuk Gimel, it says, והיזה, והנה ניר פנג הצרס מן הצרוע, focusing again on the נגה, and then we have right there in Pasuk Dalet, V'tziva ha-kohen v'lokach la-mitaher shtei tzipurim chayot teorot. So what did we ask? We asked, how come it doesn't say la-mitaher min ha-tzoras? In Pasuk Zayin, we have ha-mitaher min ha-tzoras. So again, we said in Pasuk Ches, it doesn't say that lashon because we're relating to what the person himself does, the mitzara himself, tzara himself does. So therefore, it's not appropriate to say, focus on the tzaras. In Pasuk Zayin, it is appropriate to focus on the tzaras, because again, we want to be mevatel the person. So therefore, alamitahir min hatzaras. But in Pasuk Dalet, it already says v'tziva hakohen. And as we explained in the previous shir, what does the v'tziva hakohen tell us? That the focus is on the kohen. This is like the avod of the kohen. And the mitzvah is just an afterthought. So it doesn't say l'mitar min hatzaras, because we already emphasize the fact that he is not the center of attention here, that it's the kohen, because it says v'tziva ha-kohen. So it's not necessarily l'mitar min hatzaras. We already have the kamash malan of him being an afterthought, of him being nullified, when it says v'tziva ha-kohen, that it's kilu the kohen's job, even though we said the kohen doesn't necessarily have to make it. doesn't necessarily have to be with the Kohen, as we saw in the previous shiur. It's not Makkah, we saw that in the Rambam. But because the point it's telling us is the Yisod HaDvarim, that the focus here is on the Kohen, kilu, that the person becoming Torah is an afterthought, because we want to lower his gaiva. So in Pasuk Dalid, it doesn't have to say Lematar Menatzaratz, because it already tells us that Yisod, that we're not focusing on the person, on the mitzvah, in the words of a tziva hakohen. However, in Pasuk Zion, where it doesn't say, we don't have a tziva hakohen, there it says v'hizal mitar menatzaratz sheva pa'amim. So you again want to emphasize that it's not about the mitzvah. We're trying to minimize the focus on the mitzvah. So therefore, it says alamitahel menatzaratz, not alamitzvah, alamitar menatzaratz. Again, focusing on the machala. So the kamash malan already we have in the pasuk dalet is telling us that. Is telling us that. Is that he's not the center of attention. And in Pasuk Zion, we don't have a Vitziva Kohen. In Dalet, we have a Vitziva Kohen to say he's not the center of attention. So here we don't have that. So instead, it tells us in the words of Vitziva Mitar, Al Menatzaras. So it has the word Menatzaras to show again we're focusing on the illness and not on the person. And again, in order to diminish the person and eliminate his gaiva or diminish his gaiva. And therefore, it just says, it doesn't say Minatzoras, but only in Pasuk Zion we have to have that Kamash Malan of Minatzoras. And now it appears as follows that Masha Patra Parasha, Bemasha Ketuv Zot Tia Torah Tamitzora Biyom Taharato, Vuva La Kohen, we had asked about the Hakdama. Why is it necessary to have this Hakdama, this preface of Zos Tia Torah Samitzora Biyom Taharato? Like it's a koteret, like it's a headline, like what do you need this headline for? Just get right to what the halach is. So, hakavana bazeh, einal ma'asim shenamru lahalan b'parasha. So, it's not referring to the ma'asim that are mentioned later in the parasha. Why not? Because those ma'asim are written lahedya. They're written explicitly. So what do you need the Bezois Torah Samitzora B'yom Taharoso to tell you that for? We don't need that pasuk for. We already have those ma'asim are written explicitly. Like the Rechaim already asked. Ela kavanahi lamehut shechala b'mitzora b'yom uvizman taharato shekanal hainu chalut bo shel keman deleta ukeilu chefetz be'almahu. So it's telling us about the essence that takes effect on the Mitzorah on the day and the time of his Torah. Because as we explained, there's a chalois in this person. He's command the less. It's as if he's not. It's kilu, he's a kilu chefetz ba'alma. Shal zeh ne'amar shet yachasut klapav. So on this it says that relating to him is a hisyachasus of v'huva la'kohen. Again, that's Pasuk Beis. Zosti atoros ha-mitzor b'yom ta'arasoi v'huva el ha-kohen. K'shem shekenu b'chefetz shemiv'im oto al ha-kohen v'lo ke'adam shehu zeh haba al ha-kohen. So we have this siyachasus vis-a-vis as someone, we relate to him as somebody who's being brought to the Kohen. It's like an object that you bring to the Kohen, not that the person himself is going to the Kohen. V'en ha-kavana le-vehuva ba'al kolcho shal zeh k'shak akli yokor sh'arei k'siv b'kos ha-gimel v'yatzeh kohen ha-muchutz l'machen o'ma sh'mo ha-kohen el v'lo m'sh'muvo ha-kohen. Nachon anachnu ikshenu b'ashur ha-reishon sh'zeh soter l'ch'ora Pasuk Bet, Soter, Pasuk Gimel. Because in Pasuk Beis, it says, V'huva la Kohen is brought to the Kohen. And in Pasuk Gimel, it says the Kohen goes to him. So which one is it? The answer is when it says Vehuva la Kohen, it's how we relate to him. He's a Vehuva. He's just an object that's being brought. But not as someone of value. Just Vehuva. He's like being brought by Karcha. That's Pasuk Beis. Ba'al zeh ne'amar shezoti torato biyom uvizman ta'arato. So this is his Torah on the day of his Torah. In other words, that he's Vehu el HaKohen. That he's just kilu u'chefetz. Shal zeh ba hamshech ha'parasha lever et ha'ma'asim hanov'im mehagdara zo. And then comes the rest of the parasha. And it explains the ma'isim that stem from this hagdore. The ma'isim that come from this hagdore. What's the hagdore of Uvah El HaKohen? And because of that, we have the rest of the parasha. And therefore, v'yatzav rov hinei nirpanega tzaras min hatzarua. In other words, that's why it says vayter in the parasha. The Kohen goes out to see him. L'mais, it's the Kohen going to him. And what does he relate to? Nirpanega tzaras min hatzarua. We're relating to the nega. And the mitzvah is just a hechatimtzi for the nega. He's just a means for the nega. V'chein ba'yezo v'shni tolat. And that's also why you need the scarlet and the hyssop. Because these are included in making him command the lesser, as if he's not. Because that's how he gets the tyra. We want him to become tar. This is the law of the mitzvah on the day of his tyra. You know how he becomes tar? By Behu el HaKohen. That he's just brought like a chefetz to the Kohen. He's command alesa. And the Mele, we need a Ezo Vishli Tolas, which are very low growths. So low to the ground. So he also needs to be mashpil himself from his gaiva, as Rashi says. And that's why it says, Zos Tia Toras HaMitzara, and not Zos Tia Toras Taras HaMitzara. Or Zos Tia Taras HaMitzara. Why does it say Zos Tia Toras HaMitzara and not Zos Tia Taras HaMitzara? And the answer is because we're not talking in this pasuk about the Tyra that's written later on, but rather we want to know about the Mitzvah himself. What's his essence on the day of his Tyra, on the day of his purity? And therefore, Nitla HaDavar Rak B'Mitzorah V'lo B'Taharato. And therefore, it's made contingent on the Mitzvah and not in his Tyra. Now it's because that's Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis is telling us, who is he today? He's a Vehuva El HaKohen mensch. That it's like he's passively brought to the Kohen, as if he doesn't have a choice in the matter, because we don't really relate to him much, because he's not so important. We want to make him feel not important in order to diminish his gaiva. And therefore, it doesn't say Zos Tia Taras Taras HaMitzara, because the point isn't his Tyra. The point is him. Zos Tia Taras HaMitzara. This is the law of the Mitzara, that Vehu El HaKohen, that he's lowered, he's brought to the Kohen. So it's not about the Tyra in this pasuk, it's about the essence of the person, what we do to him in order to break his gaiva. And therefore it says, Zosia Torah Samitsara, not Torah Sher Bonagat Saras, like it says later on. In Pasuk Lamed Beis. Because there we're talking about the Tyra that the Tzorech and Sibala or Machmas Sheshkan Isha Sher Bonagat Saras. Aval Pasuk Kan. So later on, we're talking about the Tyra. So therefore, it says in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Zos Toras Asher Bo Negatzaras. This is the law of the one who has the Negatzaras. He's here relating to the Torah. And earlier on, it doesn't say Zos Toras Asher Bo Negatzaras, but Zos Tia Toras Hamitzora Biyom Tarasa. That this is the Torah of the Mitzora, because we're relating to him, that we lower him. It's talking about the mahus of the person, and therefore it's talui in the ish, in the mitzora, and not in the negatzaras like it is later. And with this, we can answer another kasha, the kasha of the kliyakra that we mentioned in the first shir. Shemitzad echad, the pasuk calls him a mitzora, zosti ataras a mitzora. It's mashmi still a mitzora, and then it says yom tarasa. It's mashmi that he's pure. If he's a mitzora, it's not yom tarasa. And also, how does it say yom tarasa before nirpa, before the healing? Versus just say the healing. The healing only comes afterwards. So why do we call Yom Tarasa before mentioning healing? So based on what we explain, that it says Yom Tarasa is not talking about the Tyre itself, because that's only after the Kohen sees Shinei Nirpa Nega, and he's still a Mitzvah, so has it Yom Tarasa. But rather, the Nidon is on the day and the time that he has this mitzius, this mahus of Ahuv El HaKohen. And in that it says that the name of the Zman and the mahus is Bizman Shel Yom Tarasa. So it says a lashon of Yom, so we learn Yom Velo Laila, like the Drash of the Gemara. But that's why Yom Ben Anad Zman. But, so that's the Drash of Yom Velo Laila. This is done by day and not night. But there's also a siachas, obviously, when it says yom to the zman. In other words, the name of the time and the mahus is in the time of yom ta'arasa. On the day of his taira, he has this mahus of ahuva al kohen, of being passive, of not being given the respect that he might otherwise have received. So since when it says Biyom Tarasa, we're not talking about the Tyre itself, we're talking about the time. Therefore you can call him a Mitzora, because that's what he is at this time. And therefore it's Yom Tarasa before Vihine Nirpa. Now Yom Tarasa is the time when he's going to go through the Tyre process. And it's at that time he's going to be a Vuhuv Ala Kohen Mensch. He's going to be passive. And Mimele, even before Vihine Nirpa, you can already say Yom Tarasa. Because it's talking about this time period, not the actual Tyra that he receives. But this time period is the time period of his Tyra. Again, it says Yom, because Yom Velo Laila. But the point is for Pshat, that the day of his Tyra, in other words, that's the time, at this time of going through the purification process, he is a Vuhuv El HaKohen person. He is passive because we don't really relate to him. So we understand why it says in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Zos Tia Toras Shevanoget Saras, talking about the actual purification, whereas earlier it says Zos Tia Toras Hamitzora, where we're talking about the Gavra, that, because there we're talking about being Mashbil the Gavra. Pasuk Beis. We understand how it says one hand he's a Mitzora and the other hand Biyom Taras, because he's a Mitzora, just in the Tkuf of his Tahara. And this is how we relate him, as a Vehuv El HaKohen person, even before Vihine Nirpa. And we also understand why in Pasuk Zayin it says Viza Mitarmen Atzaras Sheva Pe'amim, and also in Pasuk Gimel Vihine Nirpa Neged Saras Min Atzarua, because in both cases we're relating to the Machala. And it's only in Pasuk Dalid where it says Vitziva Kwan Belakach Lemetayr. So again, the idea the Yisod we're trying to bring out, the Pesukim are trying to bring out, is that the relation is not to the person. We relate to the person as little as possible. We relate to the illness or something else. So here it says Vitziva Kohen, V'lakach Lametayr. So it says here the focus is on the Kohen. So Mimele is not the center of attention again. So that also lowers his guidance. So this was the third shir, and we still have a lot more to say. So please stay tuned. Hayu Neflaim V'yu Oliyotam Neflaim Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you so much for listening. Lina Namshich.